Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of AstraZeneca, ticker AZN, one of the heavyweights in the global pharmaceutical space. If you're looking to understand what makes this company tick, whether it's a solid investment for your portfolio or just curious about its future prospects, you're in the right place. Let's break it all down together. So stick around and let's get started. All right. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. AstraZeneca is a name most of you probably recognize. They've been a major player in the biopharma world for decades, and they've got a massive footprint with operations spanning across the globe. Headquartered in Cambridge, UK, they're focused on discovering, developing, and commercializing prescription medicines, particularly in areas like oncology, cardiovascular, renal, metabolism, and rare diseases. With a market cap hovering around $598 billion, this isn't a small fish we're talking about. So let's zoom in and see what's driving this giant. Let's talk a bit more about who AstraZeneca really is. Founded in 1999 through the merger of Astra AB of Sweden and Zeneca Group PLC of the UK, this company has a rich history of innovation. They employ over 94,000 people worldwide and operate in more than 100 countries. Their portfolio is stacked with blockbuster drugs targeting some of the most pressing health challenges, think cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Led by CEO Pascal Soriot, AstraZeneca has positioned itself as a leader in the healthcare sector, specifically within the drug manufacturing industry. Their mission? To push the boundaries of science to deliver life-changing medicines. Pretty noble stuff, but let's see if the numbers back up the mission. Now, let's dig into the revenue side of things. AstraZeneca has been posting some impressive top-line numbers. For 2023, their total revenue came in at $45.8 billion, a solid jump from $44.3 billion in 2022. Breaking it down by segment, oncology is their bread and butter, contributing $17.1 billion, that's a huge chunk of their business, driven by drugs like Tagrisso, which alone brought in $5.8 billion, and Imfinzi at $4.2 billion. Then you've got their cardiovascular, renal, and metabolism segment, or CVRM, raking in $10.6 billion, with Farxiga leading the charge at $5.9 billion. Rare disease drugs like Soliris and Ultomiris added another $7.8 billion. Geographically, the Americas are their biggest market, generating $20.8 billion, followed by Europe at $9.7 billion, and Asia, Africa, and Australasia at $11.9 billion. China alone is a powerhouse for them, contributing $5.9 billion. What stands out here is their diversified revenue stream, both in terms of products and regions, which helps cushion them against market-specific risks. Moving on to earnings, let's see how much of that revenue is actually hitting the bottom line. In 2024, AstraZeneca reported a net income of $7 billion, up from $5.9 billion in 2023. Their earnings per share for 2024 came in at $1.14, though that's a dip from $1.91 in 2023, likely due to increased shares outstanding and some operational costs. Looking at their EBITDA, they hit $15.4 billion in 2024, a nice increase from $13.4 billion the prior year, showing they're managing to keep operations efficient while scaling up revenue. The key takeaway? They're growing, and profitability is trending in the right direction, even if EPS took a bit of a hit recently. Investors seem to like the trajectory, especially with strong sales in core therapeutic areas. Let's pop the hood on their financial statements to get a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet, AstraZeneca's total assets, as of 2024, stand at $104 billion, up from $101.1 billion in 2023. They're sitting on $5.5 billion in cash, which isn't massive compared to their size, but their total current assets are a healthy $25.8 billion. Liabilities are significant, though, with total debt and obligations at $63.2 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.71. That's not alarming for a company of this scale, but it's worth keeping an eye on. Their current ratio is below 1 at 0.88, suggesting they might struggle to cover short-term liabilities with liquid assets, though their operating cash flow of $11.9 billion in 2024 shows they're generating plenty of cash to manage. Free cash flow for the year was $7.3 billion, which is solid and gives them room for reinvestment or dividends. Speaking of dividends, they're yielding about 1.5%, with a payout of $1.57 per share. Return on equity is strong at 22%, indicating they're using shareholder money effectively to generate profits. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable giant with room to grow, though debt levels and liquidity are areas to watch. So, is AstraZeneca overvalued or a bargain right now? Let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $193.03, their trailing PE ratio is around 31.6, which is a bit higher than the industry average of 20.4 for drug manufacturers. Their forward PE, based on analyst estimates for 2025, drops to about 20.5, suggesting the market expects earnings to grow over the next year or two. Price-to-sales ratio is at 5.1, which again is on the higher side, reflecting confidence in their revenue growth. Enterprise value sits at $322 billion, factoring in their debt load. Comparing this to their peers, AstraZeneca looks a tad expensive on a trailing basis, but the forward metrics hint at potential value if they hit those growth targets. My take? It's not a screaming buy based on valuation alone, but for long-term investors, the growth story in oncology and rare diseases could justify the premium. Let's break down AstraZeneca through a SWOT lens to get a holistic view of their position. Starting with strengths, their robust financial performance stands out. Consistent revenue growth and a diversified portfolio across oncology, CVRM, and rare diseases give them stability. Their R&D pipeline is another big plus, with heavy investments in cutting-edge therapies. On the weakness side, their debt load is a concern at over $63 billion, and a current ratio below 1 hints at potential short-term liquidity challenges. Opportunities are massive, especially with their recent push into obesity treatments through a deal with China's CSPC and a $15 billion investment in China through 2030. Emerging markets like China are a goldmine for growth. Threats include intense competition in the pharma space, regulatory hurdles, and potential pricing pressures from governments worldwide. Overall, AstraZeneca has a strong foundation, but they'll need to manage debt and navigate competitive risks to keep the momentum going. Now, let's take a look at how the stock has been performing. Over the past week, AstraZeneca is up 5.48%, outpacing the broader healthcare sector's 1.46% dip. Zoom out to a month, and they're up 1.33%, while over the past 3 months, they've climbed 4.22%. Over 6 months, the stock has soared 29.83%, and year over year, it's up 27.41%. If we go back 5 years, the return is an impressive 92.97%. Clearly, the market likes what they're seeing, and the stock has been on a strong upward trend. From a technical perspective, they're trading well above key moving averages, signaling bullish momentum. For short-term moves, I'd watch for any pullbacks as potential buying opportunities, especially if upcoming earnings on February 10th beat expectations. All right, let's wrap this up. AstraZeneca is a powerhouse in the biopharma space with a lot going for it. Strong revenue growth, a diversified portfolio, and exciting opportunities in emerging markets and new therapeutic areas like obesity. Their financials are solid, though debt and liquidity are worth monitoring. Valuation-wise, they're not cheap, but the growth story could justify the price for long-term investors. Recent stock performance has been stellar, and if they keep executing, there's room to run. What do you think? Are you bullish on AZN, or do you see red flags I didn't cover? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.